Today's Shir is Masechta Neder Daf Lamed. We will begin at Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The first word on Amud, Michti Meitar. To quickly review, we learned in our previous Shir that the Brisa spoke about a situation where a woman had a miscarriage. And then for the first 3 weeks after she arrived, she was clean. For the next 10 weeks, starting from the 4th week through the 13th week, they were alternated. The first week was Tameh, the next week was Tahar. The Mishnah, the Gemara taught us, the Braisa taught us, that we have a three-way machlokes, how many times the woman has to go to the mikveh. The Shammai says she has to go to the mikveh 95 times. Beis Hillel said 35 times. And Rabbi Yosef said once. The opinion of Rabbi Yosef, who we'll discuss at the end of this sugya, is she only has to go to the mikveh right before she becomes Tahar. There's no point in going to the mikveh if she won't be able to have relations with her husband. And as we learned, and we'll discuss again today, Shir Be'ezer Hashem, she can't have relations with her husband all of these days. The basis of the opinion of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel we learned was because Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are of the opinion Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah. And even if you go to the mikveh, well, you can't have relations, but if it's the time you're supposed to go to the mikveh, you should go to the mikveh. The Gemara also continued teaching us, how does Beis Shammai get to the number 95? So where we were up to was that the first week she has to go to the mikveh every night because we don't know exactly when she miscarried. So every night of that first week may be the night that she had a baby boy. And since she had a baby boy, when she finishes the Yimei Tumah, as we learned, when a boy is born, she's Tumah no matter what for the first 7 days. When a girl is born, she's Tumah no matter what for the first 14 days. But when those 7 or 14 days end, you have to go to the mikveh. So every week, every night of the first week, she has to go to the mikveh, 7. Then she has to go every day and every night during the second and third week. Why? Because if she had a girl, so every night of the second week is the end of the Yimei Tahara, if she had a boy, we don't know when the boy was born, so we have to be concerned that every night is the end of those days. And we also spoke about being a Yoledes Bezov, and someone who's a Yoledes Bezov, unlike a Nida or Yoledes who goes to the mikveh at night, she goes to the mikveh by day. That speaks about the second week and the third week. And then, Beis Shammai, as we learned at the end of this year, holds that even though normally a person who's Tameh and goes to the mikveh becomes somewhat Tahar, called it Tefil Yoyim, and at night you have Herev Shemis and the completely Tahar, a woman who had a baby, who we just described, by boy, after day 40, she is Tahar, but she can't eat Kachim. By a girl from day 14, after 14 till day 81, so Beis Shammai is the opinion that after day 80 by a girl, after day 40 by a boy, that's called Tful Yom Aruch, and you have to go to the mikveh again. So if you put that all together, the Gemara will right now, that's how the Gemara says Beis Shammai comes to the number 95. Michti. Let's figure it out. Yimei Tahara Kama Hava. What is the maximum days that she has to go to the mikveh, because we don't know, since we don't know exactly when she miscarried, that could be the last day of those 80 days. The Yimei Tahara is 66. 80 minus 14 is 66. So indeed, we have, understand, 66 days, 66 tefillos for Tefil Yom Aruch. However, comments the Gemara, Dal Shvu'a Gimel, but let's think about the third week, that in the third week, she has anyway gone to the mikveh every night, as we just said, because we don't know when the Yimei Tumah end. Dal Yimei, Dal Shvu Gimel, Ditfilinu, Supashnu Shitin Nechichada. 66 minus 7 is 59. Shitin Nechichada. So if we take 59, V'tlosin V'hei, and we're telling her that she has to go to the mikveh 35 times during the first 3 weeks, and I'll give you the cheshbon in a second, so it's not 95. It's Tishah B'Dalet Hava. Why? Because during the first week, she only goes to the mikveh at night. Because she, even if she was Yoledes Bezov, as we're going to learn in the Gemara soon, you have to have 7 days that we see she's clean. So she's only going during the mikveh at night during the first week. That's seven. Then, during the next 2 weeks, she goes to the mikveh every day if she was Yoledes Bezov and had Zayin Nekiyim. And she goes to the mikveh every night because of the Mei Tumah ending. So that's another 28. That's 7 plus 7. 14 plus 14 is 28. 28 plus the first week is 7. It was the first week she went 7 times. Week 2 and week 3 she went 14 times each week. So 7 plus 14 plus 14 is 35. 35 plus the 59 that we counted is 94. How do we get to 95? Tishrei V'dalet Hava. So as if we count this all together, we have 95, 94. So how do we say in the Braisa, Tishrei Chamesh Mevedetayu, how do we say that she has to go to the mikveh 95 times? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Yirmiyah B'Difti, there's one more time. K'gayin Shebasal Fnei Rebbeinu Hashmashas. We said that she came to, we started counting 4 weeks. But that's not what happened, says the Gemara. She came Bein Hashmashas before the first day, and immediately she has to go to the mikveh, Tevina Litfil to Yiserta. She has to go, so that adds one mikveh. Why Bein Hashmashas? So actually the Rashi says, the Gemara says Bein Hashmashas, but it could have been as night as well. Rashi says it's Bein Hashmashas because the Gemara already said that she went to the mikveh all week long. So we add another day, we want to add it to a day that's before what we've spoken about, which is when Bein Hashmashas is. Another pshat is that if she goes to the mikveh at night, that's already day one. We're not talking about day one. We want to speak before day one. And the fourth pshat that I saw, the Mishnah wants to teach us a chiddush. We know that a woman's not allowed to go to the mikveh until she has a hefsek tara. And the proper time to do a hefsek tara is around shkia, not by Bein Hashmashas. The Mishnah is teaching us, the Braisa is teaching us, that if a woman came by Bein Hashmashas, and she only did the hefsek tara by Bein Hashmashas, it's b'dievet acceptable. So now, we've accomplished understanding the 95 times of Beis Shammai. Ask the Gemara. So this extra tefillah that at the end of every night that we don't know when the 14 days or the where we don't know when the 40 or the 80 days end that Beis Shammai are not Beis Shammai are not concerned with. So we're not concerned about that tefillah. How do we get to the number 35? Says the Gemara. Esrim v'tanya, 28 kramarim. So we could figure out 28 tefillahs. How could we figure out 28 tefillahs? During the first week, she goes every night, is 7. During the second week, she goes every night, is another 7. During the third week, she goes every day because she was maybe Yoledes Bezov, and every night because maybe it's the end of the 14 days. So that's how we have another 14. 14 plus 14 equal 28. Esrim v'tanya, k'ramarim. Hach shvuahei. Now we look at the fifth week. Matvilin kol laila v'laila. Every night of that week, she has to go to the mikveh. Why does she have to go to the mikveh every night of the fifth week? Because let's think about it, says the Gemara. The first 3 weeks, she was clean. The fourth week was the first week that she was tameh. Now, we don't know what that blood is. Is it dam tahar? Because even if she had a boy or a girl, it's still before 40. Or is it the beginning of her nida days? Because she had a baby quite a while again. And if it's the beginning of her nida days, she has to wait 7 days no matter what. Midoraisa. So now every day, night, day of the fourth week when she's seeing, we have to think that maybe it's the, every day we have a suffix that may be the beginning of the nida days. And therefore she's going to have to go every day of the fifth week because it may be the seventh day from that week. So that adds 7, you have 35. Hach shvuahei, matvilan kol laila v'laila. During the fifth week, she has to go every night. Amos saif nidahi, because maybe we don't know what day of the fourth week made into a nida. And if If they're all made into Nida, but we have to be Choshish. So adds seven more days, is 35. Ask the Gemara, according to Beis Shammai, the basis of Beis Shammai has been that Tfilas Shoyim Aruch, every night that we have to be concerned that it may be the end of the days that she was, they may tire, she has to go to the mikvah. But it can't be past day 80. So let's think about it. We spoke in yesterday's shiur, today's shiur, that we speak about 13 weeks. 13 weeks equal 91 days. But she doesn't have more than 80 days. In other words, what's the worst or best? I don't know what you could use, what word. Let's say she had the miscarriage right when she came. So still it's 80 days. So why do we have to have a case that gives us 91 days? It could have given us a case of 80 days. 80 days is 8.5 weeks. Says the Gemara, Yuchfu and Lamali, why do we have to have 10 weeks? But Tamnu Pal Gasalgi, we could get to this number with 8.5 weeks. Because 8.5 weeks equal 80. Answers the Gemara, Idi, the Tana Palga de Shvua, since we're going to have a whole week, we don't want to speak about a half week, massically. So we end the week. Vai the Tana Shvua Tamei, and once we speak about the last week being Tamei, so we want to keep the alternating weeks, that's why Tani Nami Shvua Tar. So even though we spoke about 10 weeks alternating, we could have gotten to the same point with 8.5 weeks. And actually, as the Mefarshim point out, that by having these extra days, you would have extra tefillahs as well. But those extra tefillahs don't come to teach us anything unique, and even Beis Shammai doesn't focus on them. And ask the Gemara, V'ikat tefillah zava, whenever a woman sees for 3 days, we have to be concerned that she becomes a zava. And once she becomes a zava, the halacha is she has to have Zayin Nakim. And once she has Zayin Nakim, she has to go to the mikveh by day. Which even when we spoke according to Beis Shammai, and most of the Farshim say that the Gemara's question is going according to Beis Shammai, but it could be asked according to Beis Hillel as well. So why are we not putting that into the consideration? V'ikat tefillah zava, answers the Gemara, the lifnei tashmish kachashiv, the lacha tashmish kachashiv. Only the tefillahs before day 35 do we speak about her being a zav, not afterwards. Ask the Gemara, this question was according to Beis Hillel. Even Beis Hillel, we always have to be concerned that since she's seen for 4 weeks, in those alternating weeks, week 4, week 6, week 8, so why do we have to be concerned, ask the Gemara, that she is a zava? And therefore, because she saw for 3 days, and once she sees for 3 days, she has to go to the mikveh. Says the Gemara, according to Beis Hillel, Lifnei tashmish kachashiv, da'alacha tashmish lakachashiv. We're only focused on the days before the day 35. All of the tefillahs that we spoke about were prior to the day 35, which we explained in the previous year is the day that she could have relations. We're not focused after. Ask the Gemara, but Beis Shammai clearly has focused on those days. As we just said a moment ago, he's thinking up to day 80, because every day there's a chashash that she's a tefillah shoyim aruch. Ul Beis Shammai the chosh of the lacha tashmish nechshav nami tefillah zov. Why don't we take that into consideration and that will add tefillahs? Answers the Gemara, belay the Kamairi. We're only focused about going to the mikveh related to having a child. Belay the Kamairi b'zivas lo Kamairi. We're not focused on her being a zava. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? We said that the third week, the simple pshat, before we even got complicated, even though she was clean the third week, why are we concerned of the third week? We said we're concerned of the third week because she was maybe a yoledes bezov, and that's why she needs Zayin Akim. So ask the Gemara, how could you say we're ignoring Ziva? The fact that she has to go to the mikveh during the third week was only because of yoledes bezov. So we're not ignoring Ziva. Ask the Gemara, v'ikah yoledes bezov. Answers the Gemara, yoledes bezov kachashiv. Yoledes bezov, which is connected to Leida, we mentioned. Ziva greitza, like a kasha we're not thinking about. Ask the Gemara, Shavuos HaKama, the first week that she came. So the first week that she came, we said that she goes to the mikveh every night, because every night we have to think, That's the end of the Yimei Tumah of having a boy. But what about going to the mikveh every day? Because maybe it's the end of the Yimei Yoledes Bezov. That nobody suggested we do. Shvus Akama the Asil Kaman, Litva B'yoyma, the first week, why doesn't she have to go to the mikveh every day? Dilma kol yoyim v'yoyim, shlum elay sfrim the day. Why should we not be concerned that every day of that first week is the end of the Zayin Nekiyim? And we know when the Zayin Nekiyim ends, you have to go to the mikveh every day that day. Answers the Gemara, Mani, this price represents the opinion of Akiva, Dama bin and sfrim b'fanein. You can't assume Zayin Nekiyim, you can't assume clean days, unless you see those clean days. We don't know what happened. We only started following what's going on once she arrived. And therefore, we only could assume that the Zayin Nekiyim when we see the Zayin Nekiyim. Up to the point that I saw that the Shor HaMetzion of Halacha quotes the Shalach HaKadosh, who says that not only must we know that the days are clean, but the Torah HaKadosh uses the words for Zayin Nekiyim of a Sofer law. You have to count, just like by the Sfirah. You have to count out, the woman has to count out every day of the Zayin Nekiyim that she's Torah that day. A bracha certainly is not said, because it may turn out to be a bracha of Atala if she becomes Tamei. The Shor HaMetzion Halacha, however, quotes that our minig is not to count it out verbally. Just keeping it in mind is enough. He says that's the Na'id of Yehuda's opinion, that's some Seifer's opinion, there's a Peskei Tshuva on it. Ask the Gemara, Seif Shvua Kama, but fine. So every day of that week we're not counting. We're not counting because that she should go to the mikveh by day because we don't have Zayin Nekiyim. But on the last day of that week, so now we had Zayin Nekiyim. Soif Shvua Kama Litfila, why does we not count that day as a tefillah by day according to Beis Shammai? And actually Beis Hillel would agree to it as well. Answers the Gemara, Chad B'Shvula Kamari. When we speak about weeks and going to the mikveh, we speak when she's going to have to go to the mikveh every day of the week. This tefillah would only be on the last day, on the seventh day of that week. We don't speak about such a case. Ask the Gemara, Yom HaKamadas will come on. But the first day that she's here, why shouldn't she go to the mikveh by day? Litfila, Dov Dilma Shmeras Yom Kenegi Yom Hu. In other words, today is the day she arrived. So maybe yesterday she had one Riyazov, and the loch is that a woman who has one Riyazov goes to the mikveh the next day. So why are we not concerned that this tefillah is because of that? Answers the Gemara, Bezov Gedoyla Kamairi. This price is only focused on going to the mikveh. She was Zov Gedoyla. She saw three Riyas in 3 days. Bezov Ketana Loi Kamairi. The Mishnah isn't focused. The price isn't focused about going to the mikveh for Zov Ketana. Summarizes the Gemara. After learning this price and the explanations that we've given in the price, Shema Minot Tlas. Shema Mino, the first halacha that we could extrapolate, which we just discussed, that this price follows the opinion of Akiva, Darabon, Binim, Sfirim, B'Faneinu. You can't count Zayin Nekiyim unless you know for sure you had Zayin Nekiyim. B'Shema Mino, as we discussed in the previous year, Rav Shimon Hi, Dama Aval Omer Chachamim Asalasis Kain, Shema Tavla Dei Sofik. The Rav Shimon says that a woman may not go to the mikveh on a day that if she goes to the mikveh, and then after she goes to the mikveh, she'll have relations with her husband. And then if she has a riyah, it'll turn out she shouldn't have had those relations. So she shouldn't go to the mikveh and certainly not have relations in such circumstances. The Shema Mino, as we've been learning, the basis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is tefillah b'zman mitzvah. And therefore, even if you go to the mikveh and it doesn't allow her to have relations with her husband, she still must go to the mikveh. And as we said, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omar disagrees with Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, for he holds Dayel Tefillah B'Achroina, she should go to the mikveh when she finishes, V'Lamrina Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. Because you don't say Tefillah B'Zmana is a mitzvah. You only go to the mikveh when you have to. So just to finish the sugya, the Rishonim already discussed what is the halacha, is Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah or not. Machlokes Rishonim. There's strong reason to hold the Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. Because we see that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So the question that comes up is, if tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, why is a woman who's single, that means she was never married, she's divorced, she's a widow, not go to the mikveh? nowadays. Yes, she can't have relations with her husband. She has no husband. But what about tefillah b'zman mitzvah? Or, we discussed the other day, that if a woman's husband is out of town, you don't go to the mikvah until they can have relations. Why? Tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So the Rishonim say a very important vart. And it's very appreciated as we're learning these sugyas. As we learn these sugyas, we're learning that what we do, what our wives do in going to the mikveh, is all midrabbanan, not midaraisa. Because midaraisa, as we just learned in today's shir, a woman that becomes a nida doesn't have to have zayin nakim. Only a zava requires zayin nakim. Yet we know that every woman doesn't go to the mikveh until she has zayin nakim. It's a gemara we're going to learn. B'nois Yisrael, Omrav Zeira, B'nois Yisrael, Echmiru al-Atzmam, Afilu Roy's Dam, Dam, Kamalichardel, they just see the smallest speck of blood, Yosh V'Zayin Nakim. And actually the halach is, that not only do we always wait Zayin Nakim, we don't start counting the Zayin Nakim until after 5 days. So a woman who's going to the mikveh nowadays, following these halachas, is anyway not going in the right time. When do we say Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah? We only say tefillah b'zman mitzvah when you're going in the right time. Our wives anyway not going in the right time, so only one that could have relations with a husband should go then. Furthermore, I saw other mafarshim suggest that when a woman goes to the mikveh nowadays, she doesn't come completely tar anyway, because we're all tamei mesim, and you can only lose that tumah with the paraduma, which we don't have. So you're not going to be completely tar anyway, then we don't say tefillah b'zman mitzvah. But then I saw a very interesting machlokes achrayim. Let's say somebody buys a vessel, certain types of vessels, you know you have to put into the mikveh. You have to be toivel the vessel if you buy it from a guy. So let's say this comes up very often. You buy a vessel today, you went to the store, you saw something. You don't need it now, you're putting it away. You don't need it till Pesach. Is there a point to take it to the mikveh today anyway? Or, when I need it, I'll be toivlet. I don't have to be toivlet now. Machloikis achroinim. Machloikis the mashah and the Pnei Yeshua. Mashah says tefillah b'zman mitzvah. As soon as you can take it to the mikveh, you should. Pnei Yeshua says no. There's no dinner tefillah b'zman mitzvah by keli. What is the machloikis of the mashah and the Pnei Yeshua? Explain the mafarshim. The mashah holds that what's the reason tefillah b'zman mitzvah? That if a person is tamei, they should jump into the mikveh as soon as possible. So, this keli has to have tefillah. Take it to the mikveh as soon as possible. Pnei Yeshua says that when is there a din of tefillah b'zman mitzvah? When you're counting, a woman counts Zayin Nakim. She counts 80 days according to Beis Shammai, 40 days according to Beis Shammai. So at the end of the count, there's a din to go to the mikveh. There's no din of counting by a keli. And therefore says the Pnei Yeshua, there's no din of tefillah b'zman mitzvah by a keli. Says the Mishnah. Hamapelis liyoyim lamed. That means a woman knew for sure that she could not have been pregnant for more than 40 days because she knows when she had relations with her husband the last time and when she had the time before. And then she miscarries and cheshesh levlad. An embryo that's not developed for 40 days is not halachically considered a child. L'yoyim mem aleph, but if she had it on day 41, so now we have to be machmer. Teshvel azocher ulanakev ulanida. We have to give it all the chumas. It may be a boy, so 7 days. It may be a girl, 14 days. But, as we've been learning, after the 7 days or the 14 days, she's tar at least to day 40 if it was a boy. Here, maybe what she miscarried wasn't a child at all. And if it wasn't a child at all, then what she miscarried is nothing. And therefore, we can't give it a benefit of the Yimei Toyer. The Rajba explains that that's only if this happened on day 41 or day 42. If she miscarries on day 43, then we know for sure that it was an embryo. Because if it developed from that act of relationship, then if it developed, it was an embryo. And if it didn't develop, it wouldn't have been anything. It would have never developed into anything. Rabbi Shmuel has a very interesting opinion. Shmuel Amir Yoimem Aleph, if this happened on day 41, Teishul Azachal Anida. Yoim Pei Aleph, 81, Teishul Azachal and the Kevel Anida. For Rabbi Shmuel says, Shazoch Nigmal Mem Aleph. Mishmal says that indeed, a fetus on day 41, only a boy develops in 40 days, a girl develops in 80 days. So if there was a miscarriage on day 41, it couldn't have been a girl. Because if it was a girl, that fetus is not considered a fetus. A girl, you need 80 days. The Gemara will explain where Rabbi Shmuel takes his opinion from. The Chamarim and the Cham disagree, and they say there's no reason to differentiate between boys and girls. Echad bris hazochav, echad bris nekeva, both a boy and a girl. So the number is 41. Ask the Gemara, lomer huska zocher. But let's understand in our Mishnah, why did the Mishnah have to say for a boy? That means, our Mishnah said, according to the Chachamim, if there was a miscarriage on day 41, we have to be concerned that there was that the child was born is not viable at all, the fetus that was miscarried is not viable, or that the fetus was a girl. If it was a boy, it's the 7 days are subsumed in the 14 days. And as I mentioned in the previous year, this question could have been answered, many Mepharshim asked on the previous Mishnah. The Gemara waited for here. Others say the previous Mishnah was trying to teach us the Din of Beis Shammai, that you have to go to the mikveh at the end of every 40 and every day. That could have been day 40. And that's why it was mentioned. But in this Mishnah, there's no reason to mention it. Lama huska zocher. Ilam eit tumah. If the tells that you have to count the eit tumah because it might have been a viable fetus and she has tumah later, haktani nekeva. So 14 are more than 7. Vilam eit tara. And if to tell us that this woman doesn't have the benefit of Imei Tara, Haktani Nida. So the Mishnah says that as soon as those days are up, we don't give it a benefit of Imei Tara. Answers the Gemara, there's a reason to tell us this then. Because let's think about it. Shemtira Yoyim Lamedalid, the Taksa Tira Yoyim Mem. Echad. First she has a Riyah on day 34, and then she has a Riyah on day 41. Tema Kalkelas Ad Memches. Let's think about it. If she had a Riyah on day 34, so if she had, whether a boy or a girl, it would be Yimei Tayar. It would be Yimei Tayar and it's inconsequential. So when she has a Ri on day 41, that's the beginning of her Nida days. And since it's the beginning of her Nida days, she has to keep 7 days. If, on the other hand, she didn't have a child, so when she has a Ri on day 34, that makes her into a Nida. She's a Nida for 7 days, till day 41. On day 41, if she only has a Riyah on that day, she's a Zava Ketana. So that's why we had to teach us that if she has a Riyah on day 34, we give her all the Chumras. On one hand, we consider it that Nida days, and she has to separate her husband for 7 days. With the rice, they don't have to be clean days. On the other hand, we have to be concerned that they're Yimei Tayar, and if she has another Riyah on day 41, we have to think that that's the first of the Nida days, and she again has to separate from her husband to day 48. Shemtir yoyim lamedalid, v'tach shemtir yoyim memechot, she has a Riyah on day 34, and she has a Riyah on day 41, t'mekakalsa memches, she has to again wait for 7 days. And so too says the Gemara, would be the halacha, the kainlin in the keva, if she had a girl, so if tir yoyim, but we don't know what happened here, so im tir yoyim ayin dalid, so if she had a Riyah on day 74, so if she didn't have a child, so day 74, she becomes a Nida. And if she then has a Riyah again on day 81, she's a Zava Ketana. But since I don't know, we have to give her both Chumras. So the Riyah on day 74, she has to wait 7 days, because that might have made her into a Nida. On the other hand, the Riyah on day 81 might have made her into a Nida, because day 74 may still be in the middle of the Mei Toyar. Shem Tir Yoyim Ayin Dalet, the Tachs with Tir Yoyim Pei Aleph, she has to wait till day 88. Rishmol Oimer, we learned Rav Shmuel's opinion, is Yoimam Aleph, if she had a Riyah on day 41, Teishul Zochel Neida. We only have to be concerned that she had a boy. A girl isn't in question. Because as we learned, and the Gemara is now going to explain Rav Shmuel's opinion, that Rav Shmuel's opinion is that girls don't get developed until day 80. So if there was a miscarriage before day 80, it couldn't have been a girl. Tanya, Rav Shmuel Oimer, what is the basis for Rav Shmuel's opinion? Timei v'tar v'zocher, the Torah speaks about you made tumah and you made tahara by a boy, but timei v'tar v'nekeva, the Torah speaks about you made tumah and you made tahara by a girl. Ma'akesh timei v'tar v'zocher, yitzirasa ki yitzibah. As we say, what is the total amount of days by a boy? 40. The first 7 days, we keep on repeating, he's tamei no matter what. And the next 33 days, he's tar no matter what, for a total of 40. So by a boy, the total is 40, which represents the amount of time it takes for the embryo to be developed into a boy. After shatima v'tir v'nekeva, so too by a girl, yitzurosoi k'yotzeba, the same thing would apply, which means that if the total by a girl is 80, 14 days that she's tamei no matter what, 66 days that she's tar no matter what, for a total of 80. After shatima v'tir v'nekeva, yitzurosoi k'yotzeba. Amrlo, to which the Rabbanan respond to Rabbi Shmuel, Eilemeidim, Yitzira Metumah. These two halachas, one has nothing to do with the other. Tumah is a din that the Torah speaks about. Tumah, conception and development are a different subject altogether. Amrlo le Rabbi Shmuel, and they furthermore said to Rabbi Shmuel, Maisa b'Cleopatra, there was a story with Cleopatra, Malchus Alexandra, Shneschaiva Shvichasa Harigala Malchus, that one of her slaves was executed. They found that whenever these people were executed, whether they were carrying boys or they were carrying girls, on day 41, the embryo was developed. The fetus was developed. Amalem, to which Rabbi Shmuel responded to the Chachamim, Ani mevi lechem raya min ha-Torah. I'm bringing you a raya from the Torah, what the halacha should be. Ve'atam mevi lechem raya min ha-Shaytim. And you bring me a raya from this? My raya. So, therefore, I'm not going to even pay attention. Ask the Gemara, what was his raya? My raya min ha-Torah. Ilay matir mevitar b'zachar. If you're going to say his raya was because tim mevitar b'zachar, v'tim mevitar b'nekeva. So just like by a zachar, the total amount of days is 40 to represent the development. So too by a girl, since the total amount of days is 80, that's what it means. So we already responded to that, says the Gemara. Hakamrilei, have we not responded the ain donin yitzir metumah? These are totally two different subjects. Amakra says, Rabbi Shmuel, my proof is from the Torah adding the word tailored when a girl was born. What does the Torah mean by saying that? The Torah says that we should double the amount by a girl over a boy. And therefore, if the development of a boy is 40 days, the development of a girl is 80 days. But, asked the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel dismissed the raya from the shvachas of Cleopatra. Asked the Gemara, why did he dismiss it? Because he says it's not a raya. Because who says that these two women got pregnant at the same time? Maybe the woman whose fetus was a girl and looked developed got pregnant, became pregnant 40 days before, and that's why you have 80. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, it can't be. So how does the Rabbanan respond? How can we be certain that this woman wasn't pregnant before, and that's why we maybe should be concerned that when we saw the girl, the developed fetus girl, the developed fetus female, it was already an 80-day fetus. So the Mara Sam Naftzak Shkinu. They gave her a medicine that caused her to be sterile, so she couldn't have been pregnant before more than 40 days. Rishmol, so how does Rishmol respond? She couldn't have been pregnant for more than 40 days, because until then she was taking this medicine that prevents pregnancy. Answers the Gemara, Mishmal ikigufa dilemma kabosama. This medicine doesn't work on all women, and therefore, even though she took the medicine, it isn't conclusive proof that she wasn't pregnant before. Says the Gemara, Amalem Rishmal, Maisib Kleopatra, and now Rishmal says a different story. Maisib Kleopatra, Malchus Yvonis, Shneschaivus Fes Krigla Malchus, Umatkan, and then they did examination, they cut open the body, that a boy was already developed by day 41, and the girl needed to wait till day 81 to be developed. So now Rabbi Shmuel is using these women, this executed women, as a proof to his position. Amalo, to which the Rabbanim responded to him, You can't bring a raya from them. My tama, says the Gemara, hachta nekeva, because the girl, hachta nekeva, aisra abarim yoinim, fahada arba. Maybe this girl only became pregnant 40 days later. Rav Shmuel says it can't be that she became pregnant 40 days later, because l'shayma misrinin, she was being guarded, that she was in jail, and being watched that she couldn't have relations. Rabbanan say, that doesn't mean anything. Ena patrobus l'rayas. People aren't a raya, because this is not a compelling raya, because ema shayma gufa baile. The person who was watching her might have been the person who made her pregnant. V'dama, says the Gemara, but what kind of proof is this? Shmuel says that we opened her up on day 81, and we saw that on day 81, she wasn't, that's when the female fetus was developed. Maybe if you would have opened her up earlier, it would have been already developed earlier. V'dama, ikarinu, lahachta nekeva ba'avachat, if we would have not opened her up on day 81, but would have opened her up on day 41, hamishtacha kazachar, we would have seen that she looks the same. Answered Gemara b'sinayim shavim. We look at a girl on day 81, says Rav Shmuel, and we look at a boy on day 41, and they look identical. So that's the proof that you need to wait till day 81 by a girl. The chamim, we learned in the Mishnah the first that the chum said day 41 is the proof by a boy. Rav Shmuel just then said his opinion. By a girl, it's double. And then the Mishnah finished saying, V'chacham Oimrim, again, boy and girl is the same. So asked the Gemara, Chacham Haina Tana Kama, why does the Mishnah have to repeat the opinion of the Chachamim? V'chi Tema, list the Mereisha K'rabonin, because we want to say that whose opinion is being cited in the Reisha, the opinion of the Rabbonin. And we want to follow over here the rule that we have throughout Shas, Yochav Rabim, Halach Krabim, Pshita. We always know that. Answered the Gemara. Madatay Mistabra Tamad Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe over here we ought to follow the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, the Kamasile Kra, because he asked Psukim to back up his opinion. Kamash Shmuelon, that even though he asked Psukim backing up his opinion, as we just said a moment ago, the Torah used the word later extra. We don't do that. Says the Gemara Darsh Rabbi Shmuel, beautiful Gemaras. Mahad Flad Doim of May Imai. How do we look at a child when he's in his mother's womb? Lepinkas shemekupel, like a turned over piece of paper. Umunach yodav ashtet stov, and he has his hands on his two sides. Shtei atzilav abeizak umosov, he's like in a fetal position. His hands are on his knees. Abeizak kovav vayakvosov, and his feet are bent upwards. V'roish munach lebein berkov, and his head is between his knees. Upev sosum, his mouth is closed. V'tiburoi pasuach, and his navel is open. V'oich memash imayachelus, he eats everything his mother eats. V'shoysa memash imayachelusa, and he drinks what his mother drinks. V'ein imaytzi rei, but while he's in his mother's womb, he doesn't pass waste. Shema yaharegas imay, because if that waste would leave his body, it could be toxic and kill his mother. V'kimin shiyotzu lavir oilam, once he comes out from his mother's womb, niftach hasosim, what was till now closed, that means where waste comes out, is opened, v'nistam abesuach, and what was till now open is closed, the navel, shemole kein, if not for this, and yochel lichyos afilu sh'achas, he cannot survive even for one moment. Interestingly, the Paiskim discuss the Masham has a tshuva that if somebody sells his animal to a goy for Yontif, for Pesach, why does he sell his animal to a goy for Pesach? Because the only food that they could serve the animal is chametz, and you're not allowed to own chametz. And the animal is carrying a baby. So when he sells the mother, did he mean to sell the baby, or did he mean to sell the baby as well? Why is it relevant to know? Because let's say this baby turns out to be a bechor. So if he not only sold the mother, but he sold the baby as well, and during the time when it's by goy, the baby was born, there's no bechor by a goy. If he only sold the mother, but not the baby, then the baby is not is still Jewish owned and would be a Bechor. Says the Masham, what did our Gemara just say? That a baby in its mother's womb eats what the mother eats. So if you're concerned about the mother eating chametz, you're obviously also concerned about the baby eating chametz, because it only eats what the mother eats. And therefore the baby was included in the sale, and were the baby to be born during that period, the baby would not be a Bechor because it was under Goyish ownership. Another interesting point that the Rishonim, the Torah and the Beis Yosef discuss. When we say the Bracha Vashiyotzar, so many people have the Nusach, Shem Yipesech Echemem, O Yisos Echemem, Afilu Shoh Achas, Eif Shleskayim Lam Lefanecha. We couldn't survive Afilu Shoh Achas. So the Torah says that we should say Afilu Shoh Achas. The Beis Yosef says we don't say Afilu Shoh Achas. Says the Torah, why? Because he says it's based on our Gemara. The Beis Yosef says not to say it, because a person could hold himself back from going to the bathroom. Even if he couldn't go to the bathroom for a short interval, it wouldn't be fatal. Says the Torah, maybe by a person it's that way, but a child in his mother's womb cannot survive. So when we say that filo shoachas, it's referring back to our Gemara regarding the child in his mother's womb, that a filo shoachas has to be exactly as the Gemara teaches us it must be.